Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. Sean, I'm hanging out with Morgan Rose from Seven Dust. And, man, these guys put on a killer show.
Oh, thank you so much. It was, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was, I knew at 1:30 when we saw San Antonio up there and the crowd was going crazy. I was like, okay, you know, we're not going to have to worry about it being too early. They were going nuts at 1:30. This is killer.
You guys are out on tour for the Kill the Flaw album, of course, and Death Dance, the current single going on. You guys looking at maybe a third single off that album soon, or are you going to kind of hold off on that, or what?
I don't know. I think we're going to probably stick with that and just do two. I think we're going to we could end the album cycle a little early. Our whole mentality now is, you know, we're not 20 anymore, so we're looking at trying to do touring the right way and, you know, releasing records and singles the right way. We've always kind of overstayed our welcome where we'll be touring an album and there's no single out. You know, we're out 8 months after the record's gone and there's no single or anything, and we're just out there touring. And that's kind of the life of a heritage band, and we're still relevant. I mean, we've been around so long, I would think that we're kind of a heritage kind of band, but we had a record that debuted the highest in our history, and we got a Grammy nomination this year, so I'm like, they're still coming. We're playing in front of more people than we have in 10 years, and the record did really well. And so we're kind of looking at, let's try to release as much material as we can, you know, before it's obsolete. The early idea, you know, just the sketch of what the plan is we'll tour through the fall. We're going to be doing some more radio shows and stuff like that. Then we'll do another headline run in the fall. We got Shiprock coming up, you know, at the beginning of the year. We're going to try to wrap everything up around that. So there's really not a whole lot of time. I think that we'll probably try to wrap it up. We might be trying to write again beginning of next year. So
that'd be awesome. Definitely love everything you guys have put out so far. I mean, tons of material, like you said.
And the one bad thing is that it's getting really weird with the set list. You know, we always, you know, none of us have the same favorites, you know, so it's like, it is a little bit of a task. Not to mention that, you know, then the people have their favorites and we don't want to play Black anymore or any of that stuff, you know, but people are like, we want to hear it. And I'm like, God, man, I wish it was Dream On, you know. I'm sure Aerosmith hates playing that, but I would much rather be playing Dream On than Black right now.
Yeah, I was actually talking with Dan Donegan from Disturbed the other day, and I was like, man, you guys got to be sick of playing stuff like Down With The Sickness. I mean, it's been out since the late 90s. He's like, no, man, I actually love playing it. The crowd just, like, sucks it up and gives that energy back, and it's so awesome. Black, that's the staple song, and everybody's like, Seven Dust. Oh, yeah, Black, I know that song. Yeah. I mean, obviously a ton of great other songs that they may not know about, but Black is, like, probably the biggest one everybody's, so like, weird. Relatable to.
There's like a crazy story. That song, we didn't even want that song on the record. And our manager at the time was like, that's your Back in Black. No pun intended, you know, but that's your Back in Black. And I'm like, you're out of your mind, dude. That song sucks. And none of us wanted it on the record. And he said, it's going on the record. Like, he forced it on the record. And then, like, Clint was screwing around with that, you know, little tremolo thing. And he, you know, somebody, I think it was him, was like, you know, we'll use that as the intro. And then that's going to be the loop that goes through the song. I just saw him in New York. We're no longer with him, but we're still close with him. You know, I was sitting there looking at him. I'm like, man, 20 years, you know, 20 years later. And you probably made the band. You know, if you don't tell us to put the song on the record, and if we don't put that tremolo thing that everybody identifies that song with, you know, we might not even have a career. I would never want him to know that. He might try to come back and get some more loot. But I mean, but I'm aware of it, you know. I'm like, damn, man, that dude pretty much did it, you know.
There you go. You heard it from Morgan himself. He hates the song Black. Don't make him play it ever again. You guys out touring a lot, obviously. At least you have in the past. And, you know, obviously, like you say, you're going to try and do it a little bit different now, but what are some of your favorite places to stop on the road and get food?
Oh man, oh God, this is a great question right now. So my girl is God, people are gonna just go off on this, but she just decided that she was gonna be vegan, and I am like a eating machine, you know. I just eat everything. I'll eat anything.
He doesn't gain weight, ladies, so you can ask him his secrets.
Yeah, I mean, I burn so many calories when I'm playing, but then I go home and we're off for more time than we've had in the past, and all of a sudden, it starts growing, you know? And I get out here and I lose 6 pounds in a week, like nothing. And so anyway, to support her, I was like, I'm going to roll with you on that, you know? And I'm huge into animals and all that. I'm not one of these crazy people that's going to not eat broccoli because it has nerve endings or anything weird like that, you know. But I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna participate. I'm gonna be a team player. I'm gonna work this with you. And I really enjoyed it at home. I really liked it. Like the alternatives were good and they were healthy and I was feeling better. And I was like, this is great. Now I'm a big sushi eater, so I was like, how am I gonna get rid of that? There's really no fish alternative. So I said, oh, I'll just give sushi a rest for a minute. I'm not planning on being vegan for the rest of my life. Well, then we get out here and it's like, you better get used to like some spring mix out of the bag with no dressing. And you know, was there a cow 16 miles to where they actually put that balsamic together in the plant, because you can't eat that, you know? It got really weird, you know. I'm like, man, this is really rough. So then the B12 too, you know, all of a sudden I'm like depressed, tired, and starving. And I got to go up and play every day, you know. So I'm doing the best I can. To answer your question, let's eliminate the vegan talk, and we'll say that here it would be Jack Stacks, no question about it. Then there is, you know, I mean, New York would have Hill Country Barbecue. I mean, there's a few places that when I go there, it's like it's all over. The Midwest is barbecue, but New York City actually has a barbecue place, Hill Country, that it's the best I've ever had. West Coast. Northwest would be all sushi. Anything in that Seattle, Vancouver area is all sushi. And then where you guys are from, they call these things ponies. You know what I'm talking about? Where they have like fries and corned beef or something with cheese on top. Dude, it's a game changer. I don't even want to go anywhere near there. I mean, you want to try to eat healthy, you cannot go there. I mean, I'm trying to. It's called a pony shoe. I just changed your life. You're welcome.
Pony shoes. All right, looking into this as we speak. Morgan, again, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming and doing this with us. And then, you know, we're going to see you out at Rocklahoma and stuff as well. So
it'll be a lot of fun, man. There's always so many fun bands. I mean, you know, we're not 20, so we grew up on a lot of bands that, you know, people probably wouldn't expect we would grow up on. And a lot of hair metal and stuff like that. We grew up on all that stuff. So hopefully we'll run into a bunch of those bands out there. We always love hanging out with them.